I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Conflict intensified over the weekend between Ukraine and pro-Russian rebels, violating September ceasefire. Joel Griffith of Slava Gospel Association reports rocket fire by Russian separatists destroyed buildings and killed about 30 people. Griffith says many believe it's all-out war. Regardless, SGA is devoted to the victims, including refugees.
When you have your life turned upside down like that, people are looking for reasons and answers, and you know that's what the church is there hoping to try to give them, that there is hope and peace in Christ.
Pray for these churches to be a great comfort and source of truth and peace in Ukraine. Next, it's a big day in Saudi Arabia. U.S. President Barack Obama's meeting today with Saudi's new ruler, King Salman, to discuss Yemen and the Islamic State. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the Martyrs USA, says no matter what they discuss, nothing's going to change for Christians.
Saudi Arabia is one of the key players in the Middle East. It's one of the key U.S. allies. So this new relationship is a very important one.
And there's quite a debate going on that's asking the question, where do Western missionaries fit in today's expensive world? EFCA Reach Global reports money's ruined more ministries than anything else. Western funding can foster dependence rather than independence. Missions wins when there's a real relationship between national missionaries and their sponsoring churches. Should you give or go, or is your call to be an advocate in your local church? Visit our website for more information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority in 2015. With your gift, I'll send you The Story, God's Word written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on The Story link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.